Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you. WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. As always, I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. With me is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Well, what's going on? I'm on location, I guess you could say. I'm currently walking to watch the Caps play the Canes, man. Game four, man.
I know, man. The Caps needed to definitely improve from where they were at on the other night when they lost 5-0. Definitely needed a big improvement. And shout out to Ted Leonce, you know, once again, opening up the arena for Cap fans to come watch the game, which is smart by him by being a business owner because he gets it's free to come in, but you still got to pay for concessions.
Yep.
It's a really smart thing, and then keep everybody together as well. But let's get into the wrestling. I know we're here on Fox Sports. We cover sports. We cover everything in the world. But it is a lot going on in the professional wrestling world. My goodness. Where to start? Well, let's start here with the WWE shakeup. We saw a lot of wrestlers move from Raw brand to the SmackDown brand. We saw, which I thought there were some good moves. Roman Reigns moving to SmackDown, in my opinion, was a great move. Usos moving to Raw was good as well. Lacey Evans being put on Raw, that's great. And my man, we wait for Champ Creed to come a little bit later to talk about EC3 finally getting a home.
Right.
EC3 finally getting a home, which is on the Raw brand. And we saw that Aleister Black and Ricochet also is on the Raw brand. But the SmackDown women have really stepped their game up, you know, and with adding Kairi Sane, adding Bayley that's over there, you also have Ember Moon, the returning Ember Moon over on SmackDown. You have the Iconics on SmackDown. It's just Oscar
feel. Just watch.
Oscar still there. So you got a lot going on. What were your thoughts on the shakeup? What moves did you like? And don't tell me that you like the Viking experience.
Well, honestly, I did like the Roman Reigns move a lot, a whole lot, because him and Rollins had to be split up eventually. Them on the same show wasn't doing anything for anybody, honestly. And at this point, let them all go their separate ways, have their own identities. So yeah, I thought this was good.
Yeah, I thought AJ Styles going over with me was one of the better moves, and Finn Balor coming over to SmackDown. I think Finn Balor works well on SmackDown. If you're not going to put him in a universal picture, throw him over there on SmackDown. He's a smaller type wrestler. And he can go over there and work with a Kofi Kingston. He can go over there and work with some of those guys and still make it believable with the IC title. We know that Samoa Joe with the U.S. Championship is over on Raw. He will feud with Braun Strowman a little bit later on, I believe as soon as next Monday when Joe was supposed to debut on Monday Night Raw. But the shakeup I thought was good. I thought the show was kind of lackluster, but I thought the people who moved was well.
Well, you got to figure you weren't going to get any major kind of storyline or anything with that just because they wanted to establish everybody in the shakeup initially. So we weren't going to get anything too major yet. But starting this week, I think is when we start getting things.
Yeah, well, you know, I like the way they used to do it in the past where they had all the wrestlers in the back in the locker room. And then they picked it like the draft. I mean, especially with the NFL draft coming up, they could have did something different other than just have wrestlers come to the ring. I like to see the surprise. You know, you always think about when Jim Ross found out he was moving to SmackDown, he didn't know what to do. When you see the surprise on people's faces, you know, when they have to go to either the Raw brand or the SmackDown brand. I like the, you know, the realism. You know, when I saw the Usos, I'm like, okay, Naomi's going to be on Raw because they're not splitting that group up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we saw that. You know, I thought it was good there. And I mentioned earlier in jest and joke about the Viking experience. What is WWE thinking? Was this a WWE? I know it was a Vince McMahon move, but was it influenced by the fact that they're on USA in the word war?
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely think it was that. I think it's a PG move. I absolutely think it's a PG move. And, you know, you just got to live with it. I know we hate it. We do. We have to live with it. Eventually, it's going to catch on, and it'll be normal.
Yeah, it'll be normal. But, you know, I understand the team name, but then you change their other names. Like, people who watched NXT didn't know who they were.
Yeah, I mean, but you know who they are. If you know them from NXT, you know them from other places. And you know,
I know
who
they
are.
Players. Yeah, from Ring of Honor and all those, you know, I know, we know who they, you know. But you got casual fan. Plus, once again, I think what people mess up at that they're introducing them to a different culture. Because a lot of people who still, I still say it or not, there's a lot of people who go to these wrestling WWE shows, live events, Raw, SmackDown, who watch on Monday, who have never watched NXT. They've heard about NXT.
Oh, it's a huge amount. Huge amount. Huge amount.
And they don't follow it on a regular basis. So the reintroduction of these people, and that's why I laugh at people who say, oh, why did Lacey Evans walk in and out? Why did EC3 not? Because they had to introduce them. Why you see Ricochet on SmackDown and Raw? Because they had to introduce them to the new fans, the new audience, and show what they do. Everybody is not as hardcore as most wrestling fans.
Right. You're absolutely right.
The introduction had to take place, and so that was good there. I really enjoy the Becky Two Belts situation that's going on, because now, and I don't know if you caught it, but Lacey Evans is fighting for the Raw Championship.
Yeah, yeah. No. I did. It was strategic how they made sure they were putting emphasis on that, because they did the same thing on SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah. So they did. I like how they playing that. So she's defending one and the other. She is the Becky Two Belt, the champion for both brands, which is kind of funny because we all know that Vince McMahon does not like the word or the term belt. but he allows her to use the term Becky Two Belt, which they already have shirts on WWEshop.com.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, that dollar, that's that's ultimately what determines it. Because yeah, for him to allow the word belt to be used is pretty big.
It is pretty huge for him to be allowed to wear a belt to be used by her. But one thing, you know, I'm going to wait till Champ Creed comes on to get on the other thing about Becky Lynch, because I'm going to just say this, allude to it. She has some great – boy, her Twitter game is on point.
Mm-hmm.
Her Twitter game is
absolutely
on point. We'll let Champ talk about that. Other thing I want to talk about with you is this, the big news. Sasha Banks, we heard – a lot of rumors coming up earlier this week that Sasha Banks wanted to quit the WWE, even last week that she wanted to quit the WWE because of being upset about her positioning in the company, about the way they've been moving her in the company, about how she lost, her and Bayley lost to the Iconics at WrestleMania 35. She didn't show up on Monday Night Raw. She didn't show up on the Wendy Williams show, which may affect not only her wrestling career a little bit, but affect what she want to do after wrestling when people think she's a no-show, which is a nationally syndicated show. We know Wendy Williams has one of the largest shows on daytime television. In your opinion, and under WWE told her to go home, can the WWE, do they need Sasha Banks?
And I don't want this to sound like, I love Sasha Banks, but if they were to move on from her, I don't think they would miss her. I think they've got writers that'll put them in that position to do otherwise. So that's what they have the creative staff for. There are people they can plug into that role or gimmick or character, but
this money can plug into that gimmick and character. This money can put Bianca Belair in that character.
Oh yeah. Well, that would be who ultimately you could go. Is Bianca Belair. But I think trying to make her into another Sasha would essentially hurt her in the long run. Just let her be Bianca, but she can fill that spot. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think Sasha, you know, she has to clear her mind. If you look at her social media, her Instagram, and all that, you can tell she's having fun. Maybe she just need a break. Maybe wrestling do need an off season when you get after WrestleMania. You know, that after the WrestleMania season, they need to take a week. They take 2 weeks off or 3 weeks and reset themselves and need that break. You know, for her to be able to, this frustration wasn't just because she lost the championship to the Iconics or she was lied to about having a long run. This thing, in my opinion, has been building for a long time by her positioning and her placement in the company. She hadn't been placed in the title picture in a long time. She had that match against Ronda Rousey, yes, but she wasn't. It really wasn't relevant. Everyone knew that Ronda Rousey was going to win, and she was going to headline WrestleMania. You know, if you think about a really significant Sasha Banks match prior to them winning the tag team titles, it would have been a long time. You got to go all the way back to me, I believe, when Charlotte beat Sasha when it was in North Carolina. I think that's the last time she was real relevant in the WWE or had a major storyline. And I think she's been frustrated and she needs the time off to think and get her mind together. But I think WWE could go away from her But then again, I think she'll miss out a lot of money. You know, AEW, everybody say AEW. Can Sasha Banks survive outside of the WWE? Let's be honest. She did do the indies, but she didn't do big-time indies. And so when I look at that, I think WWE is awesome.
Yeah, she's a name. She's a name. She would command big bucks on the indie scene. She would. However, I think where you were trying to allude to, or maybe I could be wrong, but where I will go with it is that, is there anywhere else with it, other than maybe Impact, with a sustainable enough women's division to go ahead and she'll thrive in?
Right.
Possibly. Wherever she ends up going, she's going to end up being the main event centerpiece regardless. So.
Well, I think she stays with the company. I think she gets her mind right and stays with the company. I really do. And one of the reasons I think she stays with the company, her husband was there. You know, husband's still with the company. You know,
right.
Does things for the company, and that put a toll on relationships when one is one place, one is another.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't see him every day, so you know,
right.
I think that's one of her major decisions as well, to stay there within the company. And I think she understands that it is business, it is wrestling business. You create your stardom. You know, you may not win the title, you may win the title, you may not win the title. If you lose it, you lose it. I guess. My biggest thing, I think, with her was that it was the opportunity, as the internet was talking about it, trolls was going on, that it could have been an opportunity chance for the WWE to have all four horsewomen leave WrestleMania 35 as champions. And I think when they lost the title, that was changed. She realized that, you know what, I missed out on a WrestleMania moment to be in the ring with my girls or to be champions in this case.
Right. Absolutely. I absolutely agree.
You know, she missed that moment. So hopefully she comes back and we'll see her feud with whatever brand she wants to be on. I think she needs to be on the Raw brand, separate her and Bayley for a while, in my opinion. Let them, you know, they're like Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Let them be separated and let them have their
mm-hmm.
own run. Let her find another partner, whether it's Naomi or whoever the other women are on Monday Night Raw, which I believe WWE should stack the Raw roster up a little bit. You have Nia Jax, who's out because of her Achilles surgeries on both knees. And then you got Tamina, who's there, but I can't think of any other women besides Lacey Evans, Nia Jax. I mean, Lacey Evans, Naomi, Natalya, Riot Squad, Sarah Logan, and Ruby Riott, are there, because we know Liv Morgan, that group is split up, because Liv Morgan now is on SmackDown, which was a surprise to me, though.
That was a big surprise, because Riot Squad was actually one of their, you know, solid women staples, to where I'm like, okay, if there's any group that's going to stay together, it would be that one. And they were successful. I mean, they were a good group together.
Yeah, and remember, they had a moment there where they was riding, running heavy with Ronda. We thought they were going to win the tag team titles, thought that Ruby Riott would get an opportunity to become a Raw champion at times. She was in the main events on Monday Night Raw. The Riott Squad was running rough. I'm interested to see how this Monday, as you said, start to shape the new year for WWE, how it begins to play out with Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan as being a tag team, and how it shapes up for Liv Morgan being on SmackDown by herself. Because when I see Liv Morgan, sometimes I think Liv Morgan and Mandy Rose are the same person.
Not really. I mean, it depends. I don't really see them as, I mean, not even, you know, from a glancing view. That's just me. I know you have your opinion. I have mine. I think Liv's going to actually do pretty well on her own, man. I really do.
Well, don't get me wrong. I like Liv. I want her to succeed. I want her to be on her own and do well. And I think that's the thing. I'm rooting for her. I think out of all three of them, I think she has the more, I don't want to say upside. She has more upside. You know,
she
I think
does.
Ruby can, she's more marketable, in my opinion, than the other two. Not saying I don't like the other two wrestling style and where they're at, but I think she has the most upside. And I like Liv Morgan. I like the way WWE can play with her and how they can market her and do things with her. You know, I think that is great as well with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't see too many NXT call-ups.
Didn't need to. Not at this point. Didn't need to. And I think I'm glad whoever's decision that was, they finally smartened up, because it shouldn't have been a point of every year and every moment, you know, every year at WrestleMania or every year at SummerSlam, we're getting the call-ups. No, that's how you're bleeding the division out. Let those people stay down there a little while, man.
Yeah, especially with where because you didn't do anything with those that have been called up with the Lars Sullivan, which he's glad that he's back and the anxiety situation is done with him, and he's on SmackDown as well. He still needed to do something with EC3. He's finally doing something with Lacey Evans. He's finally getting ready to do something with Bobby Roode. I know he's been up for a while. He's single again because Chad Gable's on SmackDown. I'll see where they go with Bobby Roode, maybe with the U.S. title, Samoa Joe somewhere in that picture. And some of the teams, Heavy Machinery, haven't seen anything from them, but even though they're on SmackDown now as well. And I think those that are down in NXT need more development, but they can be major stars. Your Adam Coles, your Roderick Strong, all those guys can be your superstars. Your Velveteen Dream can be the top tier down there in NXT. You know,
well,
in
there are
division.
There are three in NXT: Adam Cole, Velveteen Dream, and Johnny Gargano. Those are the three. They've got to be huge when you bring them up.
Yeah. And Shayna Baszler has to be huge, too. I think Shayna has to be huge before you put bitches.
Well, basically with them, there will be no restarts. There will be no reintroductions. You got to bring them up and bring them up huge to where they're already major players when they're up.
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest move, I do like another move that moved over. I like Andrade on Raw.
I do too. I do too.
I think because he puts on
it's a new move. Because then, and eventually it may still happen with Ray being over there. I know there were rumblings at some point of him and Ray being a team eventually or something. But it could still happen, but we'll see.
We'll see that. It's a great time being a WWE fan or a wrestling fan in general. We talk about WWE. Let's switch gears real quick, and let's talk about AEW, where they potentially have a deal with Time Warner Company and with Time Warner, maybe on TNT, maybe on TBS. Don't know which one, but we know the Time Warner Company is going to pitch them to their advertisers here in the next coming weeks, and they'll be on either one of those channels. Where you like to see them at, TNT, or TBS? We know that it will not be on Monday nights. No, they're not going to be on Friday nights with SmackDown. Their choices now are either Wednesday or Thursday nights. Which one do you think works best for AEW?
They'll probably end up being probably a Wednesday. I don't think they'll go directly head-to-head with a WWE show. So that's on network cable television. I think a Wednesday on TNT or a Thursday on TNT would be good. That's honestly where I believe they should go. So,
yeah. And for the fans out there who are listening, the reason they can't go Tuesday is that's NBA night. That's basketball night on TNT.
Well, SmackDown as well. That's the thing.
I thought SmackDown was going to be moving. When they move to Fox, we'll be moving to Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was the plan. Now, they always can change because we know WWE just changed their Money in the Bank plan, too, because Money in the Bank has just moved up a week before Double or Nothing.
Yeah, well, that wasn't just moved. That was always the plan anyway. WWE wasn't going to run Memorial Day weekend. So,
right. But
so that wasn't going to make a difference.
Money in the Bank was scheduled for June, and then the Saudi Arabia show was scheduled for May.
Okay, I thought you were saying they moved up a week. I was going to say,
no.
They definitely,
They moved up a month to get ahead of AEW, which I think is smart. You run your Money in the Bank, and we'll talk about Money in the Bank in a little bit here in the future. But back to AEW. TNT, we know, has a good history, WCW, with wrestling. Ted Turner, Time Warner's back in the game of wrestling. Is this a big enough network? And I don't want to say they're competing. Do you believe they're competing with WWE, or are they doing their own thing? And we are fans and making them seem like there's a competition.
I think it's a little bit of what you said in the latter, is that I think fans are making it a little bit more competition than what it is. I honestly think that they know they can't do but so much, you know, as far as competing. So, no. I think they're just going to try to be like, listen, if we work, we work. If we fail, we fail. Which is why it would be a lot worse if they were going out there trying to compete and then fail, because then it'd be like, okay, y'all tried and you lost. At least if they go out on their own, it's kind of like, okay, we tried. We weren't trying to compete. It just didn't work out. So,
You know, but they don't have any. If you look at the big names and big, look at their roster, there are very few big names. Yeah, you have Chris Jericho, you have Kenny Omega. Do they have enough big names in order to sustain this wrestling company? Because you're going to have to introduce their, we come out introducing again, introduce some wrestlers that no fans know to a new market and to a new area, to new fans, to new people that will watch AEW. They have an uphill battle without having major, or without having major superstars.
No, they'll be okay, man. They'll be okay.
Do we see a Dean Ambrose?
I think they do get him. You know, I kind of thought they wouldn't at first. I kind of was one of the ones saying he shouldn't go there, but maybe he should. Maybe he should.
The rumor's been having that they offered him $6 million.
I think that's blown out of proportion, but you never know. I can't say yes. So.
You know, and then you got people who are asking for the release. Sasha Banks again, Luke Harper, who's asking for his release, which has not been official if WWE granted Luke Harper his release or not. He asked for it. We don't know officially at the time of this taping of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence if he was granted that release, but he's asked for it.
Right.
You know? And I don't see WWE releasing anybody, in my opinion. I don't see them releasing anybody out of their contract.
They may. No, they may. If it's not working out for either side, they may just do that. So. You never know.
We never know. We'll see where Luke Harper will go there and see if they'll go. But I think AEW on TNT is a very good deal for them. I think it's a big household name. Also have an app. They'll do TBS and learn from the fact that learn from the mistakes of WCW and then move on. You know, and move on and worry about AEW and do what AEW does. I think some of the plans they are putting in place, the rumors that they may have an off season, which is good. Rumors they may have benefits, which is good. We heard earlier in the week, Ryback, that was one of the big issues that Ryback brought out about being independent contractors.
Right.
And health insurance. So I think AEW is trying to do everything different from the WWE, but still compete in the world of wrestling.
Sure, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right.
No, but another big name, maybe CM Punk will help them out, land a bigger spot with it, or bigger splash in the water of the world of professional wrestling. We'll see how, especially with that TV deal, see how it affects shows like New Japan, companies like New Japan in Ring of Honor. I mean, we have wrestling almost every night of the week if you want it, with AEW now being potentially on Wednesday or Thursday night.
Right.
So, topic there. What are you looking forward to in the upcoming week of professional wrestling?
I guess this would be my final thought because I'm about to go back inside in a little bit. I'm actually looking forward to seeing how they're going to shape out with what you mentioned earlier, with them moving Money in the Bank up a little early. I want to see how they go ahead and make that happen because this is a little unconventionally early for them. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, me too. Looking forward to how to do Money in the Bank. You got to go. Also, talk about Becky Lynch's Twitter. Thought we had Champ Creed on. But her Twitter game is great. She's keeping the motivation and movement going, again, on both brands, whether she's having a verbal altercation with Ember Moon or she's having one with Lacey Evans. I love the fact that Becky Lynch is able to entice her opponents on social media and get them more involved. I wish the men would do it more often and what they could do it, but the women have really gathered that or got that part of the game down, and that's why I think they're main eventing because they've taken some of the they brought some of the realism into the world where we at, which is social media, how in the Attitude Era we would have been yet to entice or to spark up a feud. They're doing it on social media. Shout out to WWE. Shout out to Becky Lynch for being able to do that tremendously. You know, and I think that's one of the great moves. Wizard, I know you're getting ready to get into the Capitals game. I'm getting ready to get on the radio. Hey, let's give our final thoughts here and wrap this one up.
I already gave you my final thoughts. Just that last question.
My bad. Hey, another net, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever else you get your social media. Make sure you check with us next week. And we'll be talking more professional wrestling. We'll keep you up to date. Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Go Caps.